Wir haben darf Chafei mit Alef Schluche Mitzwe Pture Minasuke Sarashi says Hilche Bederech Mitzwe Gegoin Lulmoi Teure Lahagbel Pnei Rabbi Velifdei Shvuyim. Sarashi mentions three cases of Schluche Mitzwe which are Pture Minasuke. The last two cases, Lahakbel Pnei Rabbi, perhaps this is a mitzvah mid Rabbona, mid Divrei Kabbalah. So we see that a mitzvah de Rabbona, there's also a din of Oisik be mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. On the first case, Rashi says, Lilmeit Teire. Now this is very difficult. The Sameach in Hilchus Talmud Teire asks, the klal is that by limud ha-teire, you're mafsik limud ha-teire to do all mitzvahs. When a person is in the middle of learning, and there's a mitzvah, she'efshe liskayim el al yodoi, you're mafsik limud ha-teire. So, what kind of ptur do we have? Hilchi b'derech mitzvah lilmeit teire? That the Sameach asks. The Sameach in Hilchus Talmud Torah wants to say Pshat and Rashi with a Tosfos in Ksubis. Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin asks Akasha. The Gemara in Ksubis says that Mevatlan Talmud Torah Lohitzoas Hameis. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos brings a Maise that Rabbi Kiva once found a Meis Mitzvah. And he was metapol with this meis mitzvah for dalet milim till he was mekaber him. When he came to the shir, so instead of getting complimented on his actions, he was criticized. He was says, they told him that al kol psiyo psiyo that you went is kilu shefachta damnoki. There was a tain on him why he was mekaber this meis mitzvah. So Tosfos asks the kasha, why not? What did he do wrong? If it says Mevatlan Talmud Torah Leitzos Hameis Avada Gevis for Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Yizichem Mevatl Talmud Torah. So the Mari Tosfos brings down a Mari Mikulvil. The Mari Mikulvil says there's Limud HaTorah and the Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says in Brachos Gadol Shimusha Yoisa Milimuda. Now, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim means, Rashi says in Brachos, it means one learns the taimim, the reasons, the svaris of the halachas, not the etzem halachas, the oifen, how to learn, the kashas and the tirutzim, that is Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. And Godo Shimusha Yoisem Elimuda. So Tosfos seems to be saying over there, the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah, which is a mitzvah b'chol rega, b'gisa b'yoyim v'layla. And this mitzvah of limud is a din that mevatlim talmud Torah mibnei ha-tzoras ha-meis. That just like you mevatl limud ha-Torah for other mitzvahs, you mevatl it for tzoras ha-meis also. But this was an opportunity from Rabbi Kiva. He was starting to learn. He was learning how to learn. And this Godo Shimusha Yosemilimude, this you're not mevatel with Tzairach Heitzoros Hameis. So that's what the Yosemeir says, Heilchi Bederech Mitzvah Kegain Lilmei Teire, that means he's going to learn, this is the Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, to learn the Svaris of the Halachis, and this is a Ptur of Isaac B'mitzvah. It seems that means while he's learning, he's also part of a mitzvah. When it comes out of Meredik HaChiddush, but L'chere that Chiddush to Marie Mikulvil says. Pturim in Asuke. So the Mishnah says, Shluchim mitzvah, Pturim in Asuke. So Rashi says, V'afilu b'shas chaneyosu. The potter, afilu, when they're not going, they're not hulche b'derech mitzvah, afilu, they're resting. They're also potter min asukah. Here Rashi doesn't explain the reason, but let us see Rashi further. Daf Chavov Medalev. Rashi says Heulchem, and this is towards around 10 lines from the top of the Yomud. Heulchem ledvar mitzvah pturim b'yoyim ubalaylo. Afal pi she'ein heulchem ela b'yoyim. U'mishum. So why they put the balaylo? Mishum detridim v'doyagin b'machsheves ha'mitzvah u'betikoneo. They're involved in the mitzvah that they're going to do. Pturim in a mitzvah. So they're potter from other mitzvahs. That means the involvement in the tirdes ha-machshove also, so even though the physical hiluch is stopped already, it's night, but they're still involved b'machshove, tridem v'doigim b'machsheves ha-mitzvah u'bitikuneo. So this alone is also a potter. That's what Rashi L'chayre means to say over here. P'turim in Asuk, afilu b'shas chaneyosom. Afilu, they're not heulchem anymore, they're also potter. Let us see, Taisvitz. Shluchay mitzvah, heulchay bedvar mitzvah, kigayin lulmay teire, elahagbol p'nei rabbi, v'livday shvuyim p'turim in Asuk, afilu b'shas chaneyosom, kach perish bekumperes. That the potter afilu when they're not going. That's the chiddush of Rashi. V'chein mashma b'gemore. The gemore says later d'afchavov, hoilchei ledvar mitzvah, pturim min asuke, bein b'yoyim uvein b'layla. What is the chiddush? U'mashma afal pi she'en hoilchem ela b'yoyim. The ozli b'yemome b'layla, if they're going by night also, afilu dvar reshus nami p'tiri, k'dektoni b'braise, the gemore says klor. That a person who's hoylech ledvar reshus b'yoyim u'b'layla, he's potter min asuke bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. The chiyuv of mitzvah suke is teishvu kein taduru. Just like when a person is traveling during the year, he's also not in his dir, he's also not in his house. So kozman, he's involved in traveling, he's potter min asuke, just like he wouldn't live in his house now, so he's not mechuyev to live in a suke. So a person who travels by yoyim or balayla is potter min asuke. So now it says hoyuchil ledvar mitzvah are also potter bein b'yoyim bein balayla. So this doesn't mean that he's traveling, because if he's traveling, you don't need hoyuchil ledvar mitzvah. So it means even though he's not traveling, afal pi kein he's potter. Va'oid, another raya that you're potter even though you're not traveling. Uvde deravchizde verabe baravune. There it says they were going to be mekabel the pnei reish galuse. So it says the gonu arakse de sure. They went and they slept on the svas hanor of sure. They slept outside. They didn't sleep in a sukkah. So that's it in oisik b'mitzvahs potter v'teimer im yecholim lekayim shneim. If it is possible to do both, am I pturim? So why are they potter? Taka they're involved, they're going to be mekabel the reish galuse, they're going lil mei teire, but if it's possible to do both, am I pturim? The otu odom sheyesh loy tzitzis bebigdoi utfilin bereishoi mi mifte bekach mishar mitzvitz. Is it ptur of oisik be mitzvah if he's mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis or tfilin? A person wears tzitzis and he's mechuyev in other mitzvahs also. So the teretz is because he can do both. He can wear tzitzis and do other mitzvahs also. But perek ein be, that's one kash. Perek ein be na muda, gabi hamuda hano, the marzeloi avidos. The Gemara says that a muda hano, if Reuven is not permitted to have hano from Shimon, if he finds Shimon's Aveide, so he's permitted to return it. So what's the Chiddush? Afal pi de mahani lei pruta de Rav Yosef, even though he's gaining benefit from this Achzores Aveide, that he won't, he'll save money. If another man will come to him, he won't have to give him tzedakah, because he's Isaac b'mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so why is he taka permitted to do it? Why is he taka permitted to do it? Mishum deloy shchiche. Because pruta de Rav Yosef is not shchiach. That means that dafka when he's oisik with hashavas aveda, and a man will come to him, that's a milsa deloy shchiche. So Tosfos asks, we calls man she'aveide bebeis ha'mifta, if we will assume that when the calls man aveide is bebeis his potem la'meis of rifta la'oni, im kein shrichei, a person found an aveide, and it could be by him till he finds out who lost it, it could be by him weeks, so all these weeks another man won't come to him and ask him for tzedakah. Ela vaday loy mifta, ela b'shoshu oisig bo. Zicher is only potter b'shoshu oisig bo. Again, talis shal aveide b'shoit chalitzoich. He found a talis. So when the time that he's spreading it out, oi behemosh, and oi salam izoyne, so in this time, then he's potter. But the whole time he has the aveide, even though Tosfos seems to say he's mekayim a mitzvah, then he's taking chayve mitzvahs. No, in the few minutes it takes to spread out the aveide or to give the behemoth to eat, then he's potter. So that the Gemara says, lo yishchiche sheba oyse sho yovi oni lishol mimenu. So we see that there are certain times that a person is doing a mitzvah and he's chayven other mitzvahs. Betzorich loyma.
So
that what we had a raya, that shluchei mitzvah are potem in a suke balayla. So it is speaking about that if they would become involved in looking for a suke, they would be mevatel the mitzvah that they're oisekin. So there'd be a bitl a mitzvah. By the way, Rashi says further, I mean, Rashi says that they were thinking about the mitzvah. Tridim v'doigim v'marsheves a mitzvah b'tikuneo. So it seems that they were involved in the mitzvah. So that would be a bittul in this involvement. And the mitzvah would be nigra. So since they're oisik in this mitzvah, And by being mavsik, this mitzvah, and doing in the mitzvah sukkah, so they're mevatel this mitzvah will lose out. So memele, so that's the klal. The klal is, so if I'm wearing tzitzis, if I'm wearing tefillin, so by doing another mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzitzis won't become nigra. The mitzvah won't become nigra. So then the din is no ptur. The only thing is when he's spreading out the beged. He's spreading out the beged, and in that second another man would come. So in order for him to give tzedakah to the other man, Tosfos says he'll have to stop, he'll have to be mevatel now the mitzvah. He's mevatel now the mitzvah. So the halacha is, you are not mechuyev to be mevatel a mitzvah that you are doing for another mitzvah. So Semes wants to say, even though the chiddush is that you could do this later, let's say you're spreading out a beged, and another man comes, so you know what you could do? You could put down the beged, give him some money, and then go back to the beged. She can do both. So that is the chiddush. But in this, now I'm being mevatel the mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to be mevatel the mitzvah now. Even though I could have both. I could be ma'acher this mitzvah and do the other mitzvah. But that is also called a bittul ha-mitzvah b'shaitoi. That means, so if the second mitzvah will bring about a bittul of the first mitzvah, so the din is, you are potter from the second mitzvah. If it will not bring about, there's a meridike ritveh in our Mishnah, the ritveh says, since you are potter from the second mitzvah, you're not allowed to do the second mitzvah, because the second mitzvah is amidi de rishus. So you are being mafsik from a mitzvah to do a midi derishus. There's a ptur now. Oisik b'mitzvah potem the mitzvah, you're potem from the second mitzvah. So memele, you're not allowed to do the second mitzvah. Let us see the Ran for a few minutes. There's a yesodistik and machlekes between the Ran and Tosfos. Lalocha we paskin like the Ran, not like Tosfos. So let us see. The Ran is in Daf Yud Aleph, Omed Aleph, the Daf Harif. Dibur Amas Lovikal Amedek.
Ve'ikel emedek.
Im yecholim lekayin eshteim, if he can be mekayin both mitzvahs, amai pturim. Zwei stake pota, dota mi shi yesh loy tzitzis bebigdoi, tfilim beroyshoi, mi mifter, mi shah mitzvahs, avadei loy. One kasha. That's a kasha. You see, people with tzitzis in the chayv and mitzvah. Zvochi nami mucher v'perkein bein amuda. That if he could do both, he's amrinin hosom, amuda ranom yechaberim, mavzal avidosi. Afagav dam hanulei puti de Rav Yosef. Bishum deloi shchia. Bikolzman shaveide biyodai miftar militin rifta lanyev. Kolzman davere is in his possession, he's potter. The time when he's oisik with aveda, kugain talo shal aveda, sheshat chalatzolchoi, behem shal oisik nem bezoinis, leishchiach sheba oisik shal yavi yoni v'yishal mimena. Lefich achelu b'taisvis, so therefore taisvis comes to a maskonet, leptiri ala heiche, shim yekaimu mitzvah suke yivatlu mi mitzvah yisei. That if they'd be now be oisik emitted, yekaim mitzvah suke, so they'd be mevatlu the mitzvah they're involved in till now. Uda amrinim bigmore drav chizde verabe baravune ki ava aylu lishapsa deriglu bayresh geluse havigoni araksa desuri. That they slept on the Sfas Hano, but Omri, they said, Anan Shluchinitsin Potrinim, Kriagavne Namiyu, that's the story over there. And it came to the Imitre Dubikiyya Mitzvah Suke, if they get involved now to find a Suke, have a Mivkerim in Mitzvosam, so the Mitzvah would become Nigra. They're now involved in this Mitzvah. So they couldn't get involved in a second mitzvah. V'loi nireli kein, so the ran is chaylik, the pashte de milsa loi mashme kein, that they couldn't do another mitzvah now, that their mitzvah would be mifkeri, that mashme. V'achinami amrinim b'gemore, being the gemore daf yudam et beis that we had learned already, the rav chizde v'rabbe barav hune, iklu lo bei reish geluse, they came to the reish geluse, Rav Nachman besuke, and Rav Nachman was by the Reish Geluse, and he gave them a suke that they should sleep in, Shemuflogin Noyeo Mimeno Dalet, that the Noye suke was 4 tfochim away from the Schach. And Rav Nachman held that that's kosher, that even though it's 4 tvachim away from the schach, it's bottled to the schach, it's a kosher esuke. They held it's a posel esuke. Fine. He gave them, he told them to go to this suke, he set them up in a suke, which lefi datom was posel, and they slept there. They slept there in the suke. The next day we'll see, so Rav Nachman asked them, oh, I see Rabbeisa, you had charote from, you always had a machloike, something, if it's a kosher, a suke, a posel, a suke. I see that you had charote, you slept in such a suke. So they told them, no, we hold it's a posel, a suke, but we're part of a mitzvah suke. That's why we slept there, because we're shluchei mitzvah is part of a suke. That is the Gemara before Daf Yudam Medbeis. So now, that what was their mitzvah? They wanted to be kabel ponim the reish galusa. The chayvon lahakpil pnei rabbi beregel. V'loy ahadru lay the suke ksheir le daitayu klal. It seems they didn't do anything at all to look for a kosher suke. The Omar Luhu Rav Nachman Hadrisa Bechum Mishma Taichu. That means it seems they could have done something. They could have asked, they have another suke. They didn't do anything. V'loi Mashme, it doesn't seem the Lahavi Mefagrim Merias Rabon Beregel. What was the mitzvah ready? The mitzvah was that they should be Mekabel the Dereish Galuse, and it doesn't seem that this ishtadlis to find another suke would have in any way been megareya the mitzvah. Yavi mahadri lemagone besuke ksheir. It doesn't seem like that. Voit, midamrinen chosen potter mikrishma ad meitzoi shabbos im loy osa maise. If it's possible to be mekayim both, so let him, he has to make tzoy Shabbos, so let him be miyashiv daite, and then he'll go back to the tirde of a chosen. L'chayri could have both, k'di oma agabi oval. The Gemara says a novel is also Torah b'dayte, she's mechuyev li'suvi daite. B'lekayim tavayu, le'motzis omret le'motzi li'suvi daite. He can't say he can't, a chosen can't, a snan chosen, rotsu likris la'la risha and kaira. U'b'peire koye kaira, now here brings a very stark raya. Nami omrinen, achoyfer kuch le'meis, Potter, Mikrishme, Minatville, Minatvillen, Mikol Mitzvahs, Amures Betoir. Ubevadai, Darkon shall Choifren. So now he says as follows. When you're digging, the boss of the Mochel Botuvo, after you dug a lot, Mifshi Pulte. So you rest. You go and lay down now, and you rest. Vahodri Umochel. And then later, they'll start digging again. Ubeidna de mifshi. So now, while they're resting, lomo upota losis pruta lo oni hoime detzloi. It says that chayfe kuch is part of me krishma metvile, me kol mitzveis amures batayre. So he's laying down and resting, and another man comes over to him and asks him for something. So why is he pota? That means it doesn't mean that he's speaking about that he has Shimshin's koiches, that he doesn't stop. He's doing it now. We're talking about a normal chayfa kuch. So memeli zicha stop. So, and that's a chayfa, and that's a chayfa kuch. That's how you do it. You rest and you work. You rest and you work. Ubepeik mishemeisoi namisanye hamishamer es hameis. Afal pisha einoi meisoi, potter, mikrishme, uminatvile, uminatvilen, umikol mitzvahis amureis betoire. Now this mishama va mishane vadai efshe loy lekayim kame mitzvahs. There's so many mitzvahs he can do that it's efshe lekayim shteim. Give him mishama as a meis and he can give another man something also. V'lama amru potter. So why is he pot? It's efshel lekayim shteim. It could be a meshama and a mekayim. Lefichach nireli, the oisik b'mitzvah potah min ha-mitzvah, afal pi sheyochel lekayim shteim. I feel he can do both. I can do both. I'm potah to do both. Vahid in the dorim, Tosis brought a raya that calls man the aveda is b'shusoy, he's mekayim a mitzvah, and he's still potter to give, and if he'll be potter then to give to another man, so it's put it aviyase v'shriche. Vahid in the dorim loimuchachom midi. The vadai b'shosh aveda mishumeres b'teibosoy. That what the aveda is in his box is being protected. Like mifter, he's not potter them for mitzvahs. The oisik be mitzvah omrinen, v'loy mekayim mitzvah. Amir de kezach. That the ptur is oisik be mitzvah. He's involved in doing a mitzvah, so he's potter from other mitzvahs, even though he could do the other mitzvah also. Umi shavei de etzloy, afa pishu mekayim mitzvah, einei oisik bo. He has a kiyum a mitzvah. Ela b'sho shem minaro litzorcho, when he's shaking out the talis. So that is an oisik b'mitzvah. O ba hi shayte vadai potel lemeisa prutel la'oni afo b'sh efshel l'kayim eshtayim. He could do both v'lavser l'naroi and continue. So that's called efshel l'kayim eshtayim, the Ran says. That's when there's a ruh as moisef. He could even tell, what if he has money on the table? He could tell the other man takes the money that's on the table. He could be shaking out that bathing, because that's efshel l'kayim shteim. Ela b'ikavna lo yishchiach. But then that the other man should come in those 2 minutes that he's shaking out the aveda, that's lo yishchiach. Vahainu taime, demide potter, rachmone chosen, and that's the reason that the Torah patted chosen abgav the efshele li yisuvi daite le kaim eshtayim, that's also called efshele kaim eshtayim. Ruch dechsivne, yalfinen, we learn out, ko shahu oisek, bimelachtoi shel mokaim, if he's involved in doing melachtei shalmokim lechiyavtei teire litroyach olakayim mitzvahs acheres apapi she'efshar. He could do both, he's not mechuyev to do both. He's involved in one, he's not mechuyev to do another, even though by doing the other, there will be no giroim to the first mitzvah that he is doing. Umihu meidina vadai shekol sheinei tzorich litroyach klal. There is no extra involvement in the second mitzvah. Ela kedarkoi b'mitzvah rishoyne yochel lotzei sidei shteim. That means if the involvement in the first mitzvah does not involve any extra tirch in the second mitzvah, regav nevada yetzi dei shteim yoistoi val yikora. The Gemara says later, Chosen v'sheishvinov pturim min asuke. That the Chosen v'sheishvinov apotim min asuke because the oisik b'mitzvah. Frag the Gemara v'leichlu b'suke, let the sheishvinov eat in the suke, v'lechtu b'suke, and they'll be misamech the Chosen v'suke. So he says, what's the kashe? The Avor gav the Oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah was filsi, is misameich the chosen. Afilo hochi, ein derech ha-misamchim l'sameich chosen v'kala v'chupe b'lvad. The simcha does not have to be in the mokei machupe, el af b'chadorim u'bali yisu b'suki misamchin oisam. You could be misameich the chosen in a sukkah also. Mishim hochi pachinen, the kiven the chi orchayu mitzvah of the while they're being misameyach, they with the simcha can be done in a sukkah also. It doesn't involve an extra tirche, an extra asiye. Yetsi deishteyim. Umiyu kol shetzorich litroyach potah. But if it involves an a extra tirche, it's not one pu'ule. It involves an extra pu'ule potter. Mishum hochi rabbonon da vishluchei mitzvah havegonu chutz lesuke. They were involved in a mitzvah. The whole zman shlichusam oiskin b'mitzvah mikri. The whole zman shlichusam der oiskin b'mitzvah v'loi hoyu chayovim lekayim mitzvahs suke. It's a little unclear. The Erzerua Masech Tesukia says the same like the Ram, and he says that he gives a moshul. He gives a moshul. He says just like if a person found a behemoth, and he has to bring the behemoth to a river to drink water. So Kolzman, he's going to. Bringing the behemoth to the water, that's oisik b'mitzvah. That means the whole journey is oisik b'mitzvah, and the Raman will come over to him. He has a penny in his hand already. He could just stretch out his hand. No, he's oisik b'mitzvah. He's oisik b'mitzvah. He's potem in a mitzvah. So the Zerua is medamed is to, they were going to be mekabel ponim of the Reish Galusa, and, he says, Kolzman, they didn't hear they were going to hear the droshem, mekabel ponim. That's their, on their journey. So Kolzman, they weren't mekabel ponim yet, oisik b'mitzvah, he's medamedis to being mashke abeheime. That means Kolzman, they didn't come to the tachlis, it's oisik b'mitzvah. Now, it's a little difficult to understand. I mean, bishloime, you're bringing a beheime to border, so fashteitzech, so every step is, that is an asik in the mitzvah. Now, what did he mean over here that What did they do at night, Lamaisa? What were they doing? What was the Asik at night? So, Kolchach, there was an Asik. I mean, if Stamma said they're going to sleep, they're in the middle. I mean, what are they doing now? Are they still Asik? I mean, it seems there was some Asik. Sifim means like Rashi. We had learned Rashi before. Rashi says it was a tilde de machshove. So they were involved. They were thinking how to be mekayim the mitzvah better. So again, they were involved. So they were involved. They could have stopped, maybe, but they were involved in this mitzvah. They weren't mechuyif to stop. And if there was nothing doing at night, so I mean, what is the oisik b'mitzvah over here? What was the oisik b'mitzvah at night? Al Kaponim, we hear via Machloikis, Rashi and the Taisvis and the Ran, according to Taisvis, Tafke, if it's the Efshel Akayim Shteim, then you're potter from the second mitzvah. One, the second mitzvah is a bittel, a magareya of the first mitzvah. According to the Ran, as long as one is oisik b'mitzvah, he's oisik b'melachta, shel mokim, and that's how we paskin l'haloche. So then he's potter, even though if it's possible to do both. I mean, l'chayr, it should come out for hadover poshet, if a person is in the middle of davening and someone comes and asks him for tzedakah, ain l'cha oisik, I think according to everyone it should be like this. Ain l'cha oisik b'mitzvah g'dayla mizu, he's oisik b'mitzvah tefillah. Let us see let's finish the Mishnah. Chaylim u'mishamshem p'turim min ha'sukeh. Oichlin, that the mishamshem chayla pota min ha'sukeh, the chayzol sapota, oichlin v'shoysen arai chutz l'sukeh. Zog te gemore menoah hanimili, the tona rabonon, b'shivtocho, we have a baraisa, b'shivtocho b'veisecho, prat lo isik b'mitzvah, v'lechtocho b'aderech, prat l'chosom. Mikan omru akoynes es apsule poter ves almona chayv. My mashme. So we have here two droshes. One drosha that patos an oisik b'mitzvah, another drosha that patos akoynes es apsule. My mashme, where do we see from this posik that an oisik b'mitzvah is poter? Omar avhune kiderech. The posik says the chiv of krishme is lechtecho vaderech. So the Gemara learned that the derech means derech schayri, is going for a derech shel rishu. So when are you chayiv in mitzvahs krishma v'dibarta bom, when if it's v'lechta chabadech v'yoisik v'midi derishus, then you're chayiv. Ma derech rishus av kol rishus mafuki hay de b'mitzvah osuk. Frek the Gemara milo yaskinen de kozel edvar mitzvah. So the Gemara says, who told you that derech means only a derech reshus? The word derech is parve. Lech techov aderech. What he's doing, what the purpose of the derech is, it can be a reshus, it can be a mitzvah. V'ka'omar rachmon elikri. Where do you see that dafka on a derech reshus? The Torah says, all hiluch baderech, which includes sai mitzvah and sai reshus, yishalein krishma. So the Gemara says, you're right. From the word derech, there's no gilui. M'kein leim mekro b'sheves u'beleches. Mai b'shivtecho u'belechtecho. So when are you chay b'krishme b'leches di dochu de mechayavto? If the whole hiluch is l'tzarchecho, or b'leches de mitzvah p'tires. But if you're going to do advar mitzvah, you're potter. Fregte gemore I hochi afilu koines esa almone nami. So why dafka koines es apsula if the criteria is it's not leches didoch, so koines es almone is a leches mitzvah also. So the gemore says koines es apsula torit, koines almone loy torit. A koines es apsula is torit and koines es almone loy torit. We'll see in Rashi why. So the Gemara, understood that now there's a ptur of tirde. Chol heiched de toret ochinami de potter. So you tell me there's a ptur of toret. El miyata tovos vinosei bayom de toret. His toret bezaroi. Ochinami de potter. Vechiteima ochinami. That attack a toret bezaroi is potter. Vomar ab abe barzav de omar rab. Ovul chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah samuris b'teire, chutz mina tfilim. Shreinemo ben pe'er. He says, an ovul chayev b'chol mitzvah, even though he's torad b'tzaroi, he's mechuyev to be mesiach das from tzaroi. Tfilin is potter, because tfilin is a pe'er, and like he's beautifying himself, and an ovul should not be mispoyer b'shas avilusoi. Zakaponim, you see that there's no ptur of torit. An oval is a torit, tovus nos beyam is a torit, bafal pikein de chayev b'mitzvahs. So Moses says, no, not the key word is torit. Ochit torit tirde de mitzvah, hosam torit tirde de rishus. Akoinis as a psule is torit tirde b'mitzvah. That is why he's potter from Krishna. All these other tirdes of tovus vinosi beyam, Oval is a tirde de reshus, and therefore he is potter. Let us see Rashi. B'shivtocho beveisecho prat lo oisik b'mitzvah she'ein eichayiv b'krishme elakama meforish my mashma. Where do you see here a miyot an oisik b'mitzvah? Uvelechtocho baderech prat lo chosam. Ba'af or gav do hu nami b'mitzvah torit. So it's weiter oisik b'mitzvah. Itztache lohu trei kroi. Di have ksiv chad. Kiven de chosev. Choson la behed yksiv bekro. If we'd only say one posik. Hava mina loy potar ha kosev ela teireyach. Vo oise meleches mitzvah be yedayim. Oy mahalach li mitzvah. That means if he's physically involved in doing a mitzvah. So then the din is that he's potar from other mitzvahs. Avol choson shuhu yoishev ubotl. He's not doing anything physically. Ve'enoi oisik. He's not doing anything. Ela torid, he's involved b'machsheves be'ile. It's only a tirde of machshove, not a physical involvement. It's a mental involvement. So I would think, leipoter hakosov, ilkach mikro yisei rashminen, the potter mikrishme de torid b'machsheves be'ile. That even a mental involvement is also potter mina mitzvah. Since this we'll see later that maskasma, this is a tirde de mitzvah. My mashme mahani kroi prat le mitzvah ki derech. So Mal says, because the posik says derech hoilech b'derech schoire. So the Gemara is Milo Yaskinim, v'chi Einach Yochel Lichlel B'mikro. Can't this posik include Derech Mitzvah Im HaRishus? It can be a Derech Mitzvah also. But Derech Stomach Siv, Mashman Nami Derech Mitzvah, Kamachmon L'chayim Likreis. In Kind of Derech Mitzvah Nami Koi, Lichtoiv Beleches Baderech. Why do you say Belechdecho? So the Gemara says, in Kind, so if the, fine, now you tell me the drosha. So as long as it's not leches didoch, you are potter. It's like the Gemara, so kainis as amone also should be potter. So the Gemara says that he's torot. Liboy torot b'machsheves b'ile. He's involved b'machsheves b'ile. Umistavre ki potri kro mishum tirde potre. He's potter because of the tirde. Deine yochel lasik bishnayim keechot. Bishnayim keechot. He can't be oisik and both together. Koinis, we'll come back to this Rashi. Koinis amon loy torid, biyochel lekayim eshtayim. So lochayre, from here we would see, it would seem, Rashi differentiates between koinis epsule v'koinis es almone. Keines a psule, eine Jochel lasse, it's eine Jochel lekaim steim. Sie hefschel lekaim steim. And keines is a psule, keines a monne loi torit, vi Jochel lekaim steim. It could be mekaim steim. So therefore, he's chayiv. Now, this was emes, once we medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, that Rashi holds like Tosfos. That Tosfos said, that after by Yevshe Lekayim Shteim, Yechaylum Lekayim Shneim, so Yitake, chayiv in both. Yevshe Lekayim Shneim, that's the case, Yevshe Lekayim Shteim. So that's what Rashi says. That the kindness is absolute. Yevshe Lekayim Shteim. Because he started, that he started my machshev as bile. Kindness almona loy torid, for yochir Lekayim Shteim. And the Sfasemis asks, according to the Ran, that the Ran says, afula Yevshe Lekayim Shteim, you're also potter. So why is a kindness as almona potter? Melachere, it's very unclear. Why is the kindness of Salmon a chai? Yeah, Lachere, it's attack Efshel a kaim steim. But, is Isaac be mitzvah. Now, it's very unclear what the kindness of Salmon is being Isaac in. Now, Rashi explained the chosen, by kindness as a psula, shuhu yoishiv u botl, ve'ene oisik. He said he's yoishiv u botl. Not speaking about that he's doing any pu'ula. He's not going to the chasna, he's not dancing by the chasna. We're talking about shuhu yoishiv u botl, ve'ene oisik, ele torid b'machsheves bile. He's involved in machsheves bile, so, an involvement b'machshove is also called oisik b'mitzvah. Fine. Now, an almone doesn't have this tilde. We'll try to explain it, what the tilde is. But al kaponim, the almone doesn't have this tilde. So what is he oisik in? What is he doing? What is the oisik b'mitzvah? What is he doing? If the kindness is a psule, is yoishiv u'botel. He's only torid b'machshava. That's all he's doing. So the kindness of Salmon is not doing this either. He's not doing this. So what is he doing? So what is the kasha? I don't understand what the Svasemis' kasha is on the run. He's V'yochel l'kayim shteyim means, l'chay r'ash means, now he can learn krishmech. I mean, he's not doing anything. He's not doing, he's a yoshiv, a bottle, he's not doing anything at all. What was the kasha? I mean, here we see Taki like, his kindness as almoneh, that means eventually he's going to do something, but at this time, it seems he's not doing anything. So he's not doing anything, l'chay is not an oisik b'mitzvah either. Loshna Rashi would seem nitazoi, v'yochel l'kayim eshteim, that means he could do both, vices he's doing, maybe Rashi means in zman, now he can link Krishna, lady can do whatever he wants to do, now there's nothing to do. Basic nitazoi, I mean the kashas v'asem is asked on the run, I really don't understand where's the oisik b'mitzvah. Let us go further. Imishum tirde, Haide porech mash melede tildose poitrose. That since he's torot, lefishen yochel lechaven es liboy. That means that he can't be mechaven. So the maes, if that's the point, I feel hilkach afilatovus vinose, the torot betzari lifter. So there he's involved with his tzar, with his agmas nefesh. Masa, that's not a ptur. A novel schaim v'chol ha-mitzvahs besides tefillin sh'nemo ben per k'de l'kamon ve'evil lav bar perhu. Evil, this man is not as man to be mispoir. Sh'mispoir mar ba'atzmo she'enei ovel. His parus is a psastira to avelus. So the Gemara says, no, chosam toritir de mitzvah. Bashmeinen krod, loy mechayev, lohosir, datoy, mimarsheves, mitzvah rishoinom. That means, the das, he's thinking about something now. And this mitzvah came first. Bishvil zu abo olo. So now it came zman krishme. So the shayla is, what should he do? Should he change his chain of thought and start thinking about krishme? Or should he continue the machshava rishayne? So we learn out from the posik, the le mechayv lo sir data imi machshavas mitzvah rishayne. This is a machshavas mitzvah, it's a tirde the mitzvah. Bishvil zu habo olo, because of this new mitzvah. Ele yasek barishayne, he should continue being involved in the rishayne. Biyitain liboy liyois boki bedovam. That fakert, he should continue till he'll be a boki. Tilde de rishus, sha'af al pi shu chayev linei gaveles shal nile rechitze vesiche laharis kvoid meisoi. Einoi chayiv litztayr. Amira dike Rashi. Rashi is telling us the gather of Avelis. The gather of Avelis is, let's speak, rechitze. Rechitze shal tainug is also. So that means it is a covet of the nifter not to be misane. Tirde de rishu shafabishu chayiv linoig Avelis shal neilo rechitze vesiche. Lahar is covered meisoi, that means he's thinking about his tanugim and ignoring the tragedy that occurred. But ain't a chayiv litztayer, but there's no chayiv of tzar. So memela, so that's not a mitzvah. So the tzar, if the tzar will be matred him, and being able to be mechavim for krishma, so he has to be meisel the tzar miliboy. What is the tilde de mitzvah? It's very unclear. We have over here that a kindness as habsula is a tori tilde de mitzvah. Kindness as almona is not tori da tilde de mitzvah. So now let's get facts straight. A kindness as habsula means that this is his 100th wife already. He's not a bocher. Doesn't say he's a bocher. It says that he's kindness as a psula. He's being marrying a psula. A kindness as almone means could be this is the first time he's getting married. So a kindness as almone is there's no tirda over here. There's no tirda the mitzvah. And a kindness as a psula, that means even if this is this 100th woman he's getting married to, but since she's a psula, there's a tilde de mitzvah, and as Rashi says over here, v'yitein liboy liyois boki bedovo. So now we have to understand what is the bekiyus, what is he sitting yoshev a bottle in his mechashev. Perhaps pshat is, Rashi in Brochus adds one more word. Rashi said, "Shetorut b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah." Rashi has one word, not machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. Taisvis and Ksubis Dav Dalad Amad Aleph is Ma'irer. Why is the first bia called b'ilas mitzvah? Fakert l'chay the mitzvah start. The mitzvah p'rivi is after the first bila. Why is the first bila called b'ilas mitzvah? So Taisvis says, Mishum dechsiv ki boyalayich oisayich, vamrinen ein ishe kaireses bris elomisha oisa oisokli. So memelo the krisis bris, the dibuk, vayidekach midvik bo, uboin des advekus, uboin lideipirie verivie, lohochi kori lebilel rishoine beilas mitzvah. So it would seem from Tosfos that the chshivas of the Bila Rishoyne is that much has to be accomplished by this Bila. This has to bring about a krisis bris. This has to bring about vayidekach midvek bo. So this is a pe'ule which which has a lot of teilodes later. And since this is only by a psula. By a psula, there's a din by oilayich oisayich. And this bila has to bring about a krisus bris. So memela that when he married 100 women is gonish mitgonish. Each person is different, and he has to be mechashiv how the bila should go, that it should bring about a krisus bris. Liyois boki bedovo. Is baki bedovo. If she's a psula, so memela is a besondere tirde. He's accomplishing something. He's creating a pula, which should bring a krisus brisk by a layach esayich, and that he has to be machashiv. I'll call isha veisha veistachos. By an almone, there's no this inyan is non-existent. There's no by a layach esayich. So it seems that's the only tirde which is nageya, which Chazal were machshiv, was this tirde of by alayach esayich, and this is only by a psula. By an amona, we don't have this tirde. Let us see Taisvis. Ublechtecha baderech prat lechosu. Taisa brings down the Loshon from Rashi, Vavo gav dunami b'mitzvah torit, itzterech trei kroi. You have a ksiv chad, kiven dechosn la v'hed yiksiv b'kro, havamine loipoter akosev elo teireach v'oise mitzvah b'yedayim oi mahalach b'mitzvah. Avol chosn shu yoishev ubotl, v'hine oisek elo mechashev b've'ile, loipoter akosev. Hilkach mikra yeseira ashminen de poto mikrishme de torid b'marsheves be'ile. This is the second posuk that a filo, an involvement, a mental involvement, so called eiches eisik b'mitzvah. Kach perish b'kontras. V'sugye de shmaiten mashme de mivolechtecho baderech memayit hayde b'mitzvah ka'osik. Now, let us just look at our Gemara one time and understand what Taisvis is asking. We have here a Bereise and then a Sugye de Shmaiten. It means like this. The Bereise said, the way we have our Gilses, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, Oisik b'mitzvah, Lechtecha b'aderech, Chosam. And Rashi explains, you can't learn out Chosam from Oisik b'mitzvah because he's not Oisik physically, he's only Oisik mentally. Fine. Then so the Baraisa says, therefore, Kainis is Psula is Potter. Fine. Now, that's the end of the Baraisa. Now we have a Shmaiten. My Mashme. So the Gemara asks now, let's diagnose these droshes. Let's take it apart. Where do you see a Ptur? Omar Afune Kederech. Maderech Rishus. Afkol Rishus. Lafuki Hai de Bemitzveh Osuk. So the Loshna Gemara would seem that from the word derech, we learn osuk b'mitzvah. Not the way Rashi said, not the way the Baraisa said before, that from derech, we learn the b'mitzvah osuk. So, Rashi said, fakel, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, you learn out osuk b'mitzvah. Lechtecha derech, you learn out that he's not osuk. That's Taisvis Kasha on Rashi. So, b'emison Rashi in Mesechtes Brocha says, Rashi says that hukshu, Ki derech, the b'shivtecha uvelechtecha hukshu lederech. So Rashi seems to favon Taisvis Kasha. Derech means reshus. That was the havamin of the Gemara. And shivtecha and lechtecha is hukshu lederech. So memela, so derech means, so the derech is going sayin b'shivtecha and sayin b'lechtecha. Smell the shivtchas taka isik b'mitzvah. Shivtchas also hukish l'derech. But Taisus doesn't like this. So Taisus says the b'shili perikam of the brochas agir se lehepech. The goros hosom b'shivtcha prat lechosom v'lechtcha b'derech prat leisik b'mitzvah. The gir se zodiret. Doch imash mikro b'shevus di dochu d'mechayavta b'krish b'lei b'shevus di mitzvah. Shata yoyishe b'mechashev b'bilas mitzvah. Here Taisa says, Takabilas Mitzvah, the way Rashi says in Brochus. ובלכת לכו ממאית עסק במצווה, דמשמע בלכת דידוך לבלכת מצווה. So now Tosfos has a problem. So it's very good. The lotion of the Pasuk is very good. Achosin is Shevis, he's Yoshev and Machashev. And Isaac is Leches, he's physically being involved. But now the problem is, so if you know that Achosin that is involved mentally is Potem in a mitzvah, Sabad the Givis, someone is involved physically. So Tosfos, Mechosin lavi yedinin shar Isaac be mitzvah, the dulme shani chosin sheinekaloi kolkach lahosir atir de meliboy. A chosin, there's another factor which is non-existent by stam oisik b'mitzvah. That means a chosin, there's difficulties to switch over from the tirde de mitzvah to the mitzvah of krishma. Ava pi shebetirde de reshus miboyle l'yeshuvi daite lahosir machshev estirdosoi. Good. So by Tirda the Rishus, he's mechuyev to get involved in these difficulties and to switch over to Bemisir Das from the Tirda. By a Tirda the Mitzvah, so it could be, since it is difficult to be Meser Date from this Tirda, and it is a Tirda the Mitzvah, so the Torah patterned him from doing another Mitzvah. By a pu'ula shel mitzvah, which is not difficult to switch, I would think then he's mechuyev to switch to the second mitzvah. So that's what the pasuk tells us. No, that I feel by mitzvahs which there's no difficulties in switching to the other mitzvah, you also put. Shreinemar behen peir. It says that an oval is potter from tefillin, because it says a loshen peir. So Tosfos says lekamen b'shmaiten the gemara mit beis meforish midika oma leirachmona liyecheskel peircho chovush olecho. There's a drosha that you should wear tefillin. It's a miut atu de mechayavte avul kul almi ptiri. Yecheskel anovi b'shasei vilusai, he was mechuyev in tefillin, but everyone else is potter. So why does the Gemara have to bring such a drosha? It's a miut. Peil chachovush olecha, olecha v'loy arshar aveilim. So why does the Gemara, our Gemara says, alumdis, shcheinemar behen peir, since tefillin is a peir, so Rashi says what the alumdis is, and an oval, the oval lav bar peirhu, an oval should not be mispoil. Why do you need a psalumdis? It's a drosha. Peil chachovush olecha v'loy arshar aveilim. That's the Tosfos Kasha. Oh, the Mash Malusha Shatam told him, Shemdik repair, Va'ovala Barperu, Shemispoil Mara Ba'atzma She'ein Ayovel. He also lemeimer, so this is not the reason why he's bought it. The reason why he's bought it is Exeris Akosu, Perchachovush, Olechavle, Sharavela. That's what the Gemara wants to say. But since we see that a noble is potter mi mitzvahs tefillin, maybe who was in his potter mi shar mitzvahs? Let's make a mamatzinu. So, and that the Gemara explains, no, the shani tefillin dik repair. The reason of tefillin is because tefillin is a peir and a noble is a lav bar peir. Bimtoima umayishno gabi tefillin dom rinin. That means, in this pasuk, two things were said to Yecheskel. We'll see, it was said to Yecheskel that he should not wear tefillin. It was said to Yecheskel he should wear tefillin, and it was said to Yecheskel that he should not learn. So we'll see, we learn out from this pasuk, when it comes to tefillin, we say, you should wear tefillin, but everyone else should not wear tefillin. And the other halacha, it says, you should not learn. So we say, just like you shouldn't learn, everyone else shouldn't learn. So it seems, Chazal, when it comes to the mitzvah's tefillin, every oval is different than Yecheskel. When it comes to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, every oval is similar to Yecheskel. So how do you know how to darshan? How do you know to draw the line that this mitzvah is only for Yecheskel, not for anyone else? And this iser is for everyone, not only for Yecheskel. The Gabi Talmud Torah Amrina Perikam of the Mayat Kotten. Aber los ob etal mit teuren, mit dem Lerachman, die Cheskel, hey, anek daim, the of the, that daim means he should be daimim from lima da teure, should be quiet from learning. The of, there the din is dog, the ishara veilum ki ye Cheskel. There, he was told not to learn. So everyone is also not supposed to learn to be the Cheskel. So how do you know how to draw the line? Vishloima, the bedivrei teure, sheshine boy hakosov mikuli alme. So Taisa says you have to understand what the Pasuk is telling you. That when the Pasuk tells Yecheskel he shouldn't learn. So the Pasuk is telling Yecheskel that he should be different than everyone. Everyone is learning. And he's telling him, you shouldn't learn. Islam Lameima, so why is Manishtana, what is the difference between Yecheskel and everyone else? Mishum da Oval Asaba Divrei Teir. So we have to understand, why are you different than everyone else? Because your Matzav is a different man. You're a novel. So Memela, we say that your Avelis is a reason for this Issa. So if that's the reason, if that is the reason, so Memela, so any other Oval also, this Halacha applies to him. Aval betvillin, amai hutzach loy meloy shianir tvillin. Why did you have to tell him, you know, telling him a chiddish, why telling him you should wear tvillin? Now why not? Why shouldn't I wear tvillin? Everyone wears tvillin. Why shouldn't I wear tvillin? So if I can't do that, I'm telling you to wear tefillin, even though a novel doesn't wear tefillin, you should wear tefillin. So Taisva seems to be saying that the, how to darshan, you look at what the Pasuk is, if the Pasuk is telling us a chiddish, something new, some Amelai say, so it applies to all of Elam. But if it's telling us a double poshut that you should wear tefillin, why shouldn't he wear tefillin? So koch weiss the chayis that there's a reason he shouldn't wear tefillin. Im leish bishvil she yisi sovo lo yisroi. I thought a shtikel ha'ora on Taisves, there's a medrash sheikha toiv and tehillim, medrash sheikha toiv, it says as follows. So Medrash Sheikha Tovit says, the kol haloivish tefillin ki'ilu oisik b'teiris Hashem. That's a loshen Medrash Sheikha Tovit. We see also that there's, Pasuk says, l'man tiyeh teiris Hashem b'ficha. Vaishlis is a kesher between tefillin and teiris. So I thought, L'chayre, one could say as follows. Taisa says, why does he have to tell us he should wear tefillin? Everyone wears tefillin. So I thought perhaps Fakir, the Pasuk said you shouldn't learn. So you shouldn't learn. So I would think Fakir, that just like I'm also learning, I'm also in tefillin also, because kol ha'menich tefillin ki lo isik b'teire. So the Pasuk told him, no, tefillin you could wear. That means this limud is, this chelik of teire is also, but this chelik of Torah is mutter. So then it's not muchach that everyone is osur in tefillin. Could be that the reason that the pasuk had to tell him he should wear tefillin is because since he's osur in limud haTorah, I would think that hanochas tefillin is, that's the lashon of the medrash sheikha toiv. The chol aloi vishyum kilu oisik b'teiras Hashem. So I would think this is also considered oisik b'teiras Hashem. So the pasuk tells us no, tefillin you could wear. So then it could be everyone is permitted to wear tefillin. So I think it'll ha'orim.